but there's only 700 left.
I'm not counting. Oh, no, he's having a seizure.
How about $1 million?
$1 million for a month?
For a month.
Okay, well,
I have people that depend on me.
Right. And we haven't even mentioned porn yet.
Right, and that does include the Grin Doctor.
Oh, well, no.
So is $1 million enough?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay.
Because, you know, once you get to be my age, you know, it's just, you know, a body pillow is sometimes just as good, if not better, than a body.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yes. And thank you. And
I'm here to serve.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to answer the question.
I'm terribly, terribly upset that you gals are going away, but I understand. Because I'm going away in 700 more episodes, you know.
Right.
So
you gave everyone plenty of notice.
Yeah.
like 3 years notice.
Well, no,
it's been more than that.
We appreciate you saying that.
All right. Well, I only say it because I mean it.
Well, we love you, Big Fatty. Yes, thank you.
I'll look for the check in the mail. For saying that.
Okay, you keep looking, and I'll give you something to do.
All right, and I hope you all have a lovely Spanksgiving and get stuffed.
Yes, you too.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Big Fatty. Bye.
All right, toodaloo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that might be easy for someone to beat. $1 million. Thanks, Big Fatty.
Well, I think I'm going to call Amy in New Zealand.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, no, he's having a seizure.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2966 of BFO for Wednesday the 12th of June 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a little more information about the quiz programs, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, everybody! Hello, gals! Big Fatty, is that like the old gal? Well, it can be the include the old gal also. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your gals today, because y'all at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, some of you new listeners, Big Fatty, do those even exist? No, not really. But y'all, you might not recognize those voices. Y'all, that was the Game Night gals, Brian and Curtis. Yes, Big Fatty. So, you know, they gave up their little show, Big Fatty, years ago. It's true. They came to their senses long before you did. It's true. But, you know, just how many more after today? Big Fatty 33. Okay. So there you have it. So anyway, y'all, and you may be wondering, well, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you're sounding like Aunt Clara today. You should.
Oh, on the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, good to see y'all today. Today, the 12th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's the reason I played the Game Night gals at the beginning of today's little show. I've met this person in face-to-face, in person, out there in the Lost Wages a couple of times now. And y'all, just one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he His cube is a button, too. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, you're sounding creepy. Y'all, it is none other. But, you know, it's not Brian of the Game Night Gals, because he shares a celebration of exiting the birth canal with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, the poor thing. But, y'all, it's Curtis. Big Fatty, we love Curtis. Curtis Hill, formerly of the Game Night Gals. And, y'all, Big Fatty has tried. I have tried to get a reunion show of the Game Night Gals live in Nolens, but y'all, I failed to this point. So anyway, y'all, if you see Curtis on the 20 or the Face Space or the Words with Friends, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, if he comes to New Orleans, I promise I'll buy him a big old, piece of king cake. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had me some supper. Y'all, it wasn't very good. I gotta tell you, it just wasn't very good. Didn't sit well with me. And Big Fat... y'all, I'll get to Whitman Tinka in a minute, but y'all, after I had my supper, I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Yes, I know, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. Y'all, it was okay, yes. Y'all, it was the young man from Oakland. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it was his name Mike. You know, Mike's from Oakland. No, it was not Mike from Oakland. But y'all, his family lives here in Charleston, and y'all, he didn't think he was going to be able to get away on Monday afternoon, but y'all, all of a sudden, Big Fatty, it looks like I'm gonna be able to get away after all. And I said, come on. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was just what the doctor ordered. Dr. Stone ordered a gentleman caller. Well, you know what I mean by that. So he came over, and y'all, then I just watched some things on the TV machine. I can't think of anything in particular that I did. Y'all, I did run across a couple of new things about the quiz programs. Y'all, tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, it is the official debut of The Press Your Luck. You know, evidently on Tuesday, that was just kind of a bonus debut episode. I don't know what it was, but yes, Big Fatty, you'll have to tell us all about it. Maybe your straight boyfriend will call in, or your Northeast straight daddy will call in and tell us what he thought of it, because, you know, that was one of his favorites, I know. Of course, he probably saw it in reruns as a child, but that's anyway. Y'all, the Cod Shocks. The Cod Shocks is debuting tonight as well. And y'all, you know, I met, of course, tonight, the Big Run. The Big Run is happening. And y'all, thank goodness. Thank you. And a spoiler alert, although it will be a happy spoiler alert. Y'all, last week, that damn Rachel, Rachel and her sister, they were ejected from the Big Run for coming in last. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, that's coming to an end here pretty soon because we've only got a couple of weeks before the Big Brother starts. You know, it premieres on the 25th. Y'all, they said they're going to announce who the cast is, y'all, on the 17th, which just happens to be Monday and a full moon. Big Fatty. But y'all, that spin the wheel little show, y'all, it is debuting on the 20th. I couldn't remember for sure when that was, and y'all, I saw a commercial that reboot of the 90210 is debuting August the 7th. Y'all, you know, the Tales of the City, y'all, it's on the Netflix. Y'all, it's just such a good show. Where the books are wonderful. You should, and y'all, they're doing a movie. They're doing a movie on the downtown alley. You know, with that old woman. What's her name? Big Fatty, we don't know. The downtown alley is going to be a movie. I think it's coming out in September. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like it's going to be just lovely. And y'all, anyway, Whitman Tinker came by on Monday night. Kind of overstayed his welcome, to be quite honest. And finally, Big Fatty went to sleep, and y'all got up on Tuesday morning and started my coffee, and you know, the trash goes out, Big Fatty, on Tuesday. So I wanted to make sure that my receptacle was properly placed at the curb. And after that, I went and did my morning nipple walk, and then my brother had gone by to see my mother. And Big Fatty played the music. Y'all hadn't really had an update on the Hat Arena here lately because y'all, you know, with this new level of chaos she's getting, they keep them in a common room during the day, so she's not in her room by herself. So I can't call and talk to her each day. So I had asked my brothers that when they go by to visit, if they would, you know, call from there so I could at least talk to her a little bit. But y'all, my brother had sent me a testimonium. He goes by and has lunch with her on Tuesday. He said, oh, she's kind of out of it today. And I went, okay, well, y'all, but when I was talking to her, she seemed kind of taking it all in, you know, and sometimes, y'all, that's acting. You're acting! Yes, Big Fatty! It was a fairly good conversation. I told her I'd probably be over to see her in a couple of weeks, and she, a couple of seconds later, she asked me when I was coming over to see her. And then after less than 2 minutes after I hung up the phone talking to her, y'all, my brother said that she did not remember talking to me. Big Fatty! And y'all, the lady that she had met there at the assisted living, that she became pretty good buds with, y'all, she passed away on Monday night, so that was sad. But y'all, she was, I think she was 95 years old, but just as sweet as she could be. But anyway, y'all, for the most part, I think the Hat Arena, other as they say, she is pleasantly confused. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you, Clara. And y'all, I've had my share, and had some sloppy Joe for lunch, and now I'm recording the little show. So y'all, it's been a pretty full day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I'm running for my life, Big Fatty.
Yeah, I guess y'all, Big Fatty, was that the alarm that goes off when Granny goes to the toilet? Well, that's when you need to run for your life. But y'all, that, of course, was the Little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and to hear the fire alarm. Although I was surprised, the fire alarm voice did not sound Mexican to me. But anyway, Scotty, I hope your life was spared, and it was only a drill and not a true explosion of Granny's colon. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that PRG calling. And you may hear this in the background. This is Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now from the band, 80s band Starship, which was the successor band to the 70s band Jefferson Starship, which was the successor band to the 60s band Jefferson Air. It's a long story. Anyway, this stupid, horrible song, which I think was from the movie soundtrack to Mannequin, everyone's favorite movie, right? It's been stuck in my head now for 12 days. So I thought I'd let you listen to a little bit of it. 12 fucking days, Big Fatty. I think I'm going insane. Is it a sign of madness if you keep hearing the same song over and over and over again? Anyway. Oh, and this is a horrible song, too. It's a terrible song. Why can't you ever get a good song stuck in your head? Anyway, Big Fatty, I'm calling out for help to get this song out of my mind. I posted a very long thread on Twitter about all the songs I would rather have stuck in my head. I've tried singing it out loud at the top of my voice when no one was around. I've tried watching the video, which is really terrible. And nothing works. Nothing works. Whenever I have a free space of time in my brain, this song comes on. I'm really going fucking crazy, Big Fatty. So I'm asking you for help what to do about this song. Here's a little more of it. Isn't it awful? It's just awful. Anyway, Big Fatty, that's my... well, it's not really an Ask Big Fatty question, so don't play the music. Well, maybe you should play the music, because then music might take the song out of my head. But anyway, you can decide whether to play the music. Do you have any suggestions about how to get this song out of your head? And how have you ever had a song stuck in your head? And if so, what was that song? And that's it. Thanks, Big Fatty. I'm Thad PRG, lotsl.podbean.com, and this may be my last transmission. I don't know. I may end up in a pool of my own bodily fluids because of hearing this song in my brain over and over again. Okay. Thank you, Big Fatty. Goodbye. Thank you for calling.
Damn, that's you try listening to St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, no, he's having a seizure.
Oh, Big Fatty, is that Peter G having the seizure? I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.